This is the Goalkeepers Union podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Goalkeepers Union podcast. Me, Matt Beadle, here with the voice of goalkeeping, Richard Lee.
Hello, Matthew. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Excellent. First one of these for a little while.
For a while, yeah. And we're back, not just on the podcast, but in a familiar venue.
We are indeed. You have once again been invited to my parents' humble abode.
And they offered us, actually, a lovely setting because there's a bit of space here. Mm-hmm. Out by the pool, your mum said. Go and sit by the pool. Go to the beach hut.
Yeah.
And you've instead chose to come to the darkest room in the house, probably.
A little bit quieter.
Yeah.
I thought if we're out there and you can hear birds chirping in the background, as nice as that is for us, and it is a lovely sunny day today, it has to be said, I can imagine that'd be a bit annoying for the listener, having a bird chirping.
Yeah. Instead, they've got you chirping.
Me chirping. And I'm happy to chirp.
Mate, you're proud, by the way. I've managed to figure out the lighting. Did you notice? There's a little electronic iPad type of thing on the wall, isn't there?
There is.
And I figured out the spotlights, the wall lights.
It's impressive. Pointless. Yeah. This is a podcast. Absolutely pointless. But yeah, no, it looks really nice in here. Really pretty. But I guess what it does is it creates an atmosphere. You created an environment. We talk a lot about an environment to learn, an environment to perform. You've created the perfect environment here for us to perform.
Good way to bring it back to goalkeeping. Mm. We've actually had quite an eventful morning, haven't we? We've been out and about.
We have. You hired a studio for us. Delightful studio, has to be said. What's the name of the studio?
Shout out to LaunchPod Studios.
That's it, LaunchPod in Mill Hill. Certainly have a look. If you do want to record your own podcast, we would highly recommend them. But a lovely studio, and we've been doing a bit of filming.
You, pretty much. I'm not huge at being on camera, not going to lie. Prefer the audio side of myself.
Base for radio.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
But a few snippets that will be filtered out over... Instagram and the like.
We thought we'd do something a little bit more general, went into lots of different topics. It was really just a conversation, wasn't it, for a good hour and a half. And hopefully there's something in there of interest to our goalkeeping listener. And yeah, we're going out on my Instagram. We're putting stuff on the website as well, I believe.
There will be a couple of bits, probably, a few snippets, maybe some YouTube stuff too.
Excellent. Yeah, I've really enjoyed the conversation. Hopefully others do too.
Well, let's hope so.
I mean, if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. But it would be nice if they did.
It's a lovely day, isn't it? It's a good time to be alive at the moment, I feel like. I don't know, I just had a burst of
gratitude.
Just enthusiasm,
I can see a big smile on your face. Yeah. I wonder what that was all about. Do you know what it was? And this, you're so simple. It's because the sun in that moment burst through the window and now it's cloudy again within a second.
It was a lovely journey down here too. I actually passed on the way here. I passed a big football tournament. So I pulled over. And stopped and had a bit of a watch.
It's a bit weird.
Because I knew that you were going to be a bit of time. But it reminded me of back in the day when you were a young footballer or a young goalkeeper playing in those six-a-side tournaments. I used to get really nervous at those times. They were like massive events, weren't they? End-of-season events. Yeah. And those little plastic trophies were all lined up that you had to eventually go and collect if you won. So I had a little look and thought, I'm going to watch this. I'm going to watch some of the goalkeepers.
That's good. I mean, you've got to be a little bit careful these days, pulling up to a child's event just to watch the games of football. So I would just be careful with that. But no, really nice. And in a way, I quite appreciate that.
Did you watch, or did you win, sorry, any six-a-side tournaments back in your day?
Well,
there you go. So you've ripped me, but you're into it.
I would have found it strange if a late 30s suddenly came and stood by my goal and started watching the game. I would have found that odd, even as an 8-year-old enjoying it.
Could have been a scout, couldn't I?
True. You're not wearing any badge of any description. Just your anorak.
Just my GKU badge, mate. People should know what that is. Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay. Right. We've got plenty to get into, haven't we? Because a lot of moves have already taken place.
It's been a crazy couple of weeks in the goalkeeping world. Yeah, loads has happened and we're going to be getting stuck into it.
Good stuff. On with the show.
Let's do it.
GK's on the way. I say GK's on the way. GK's on the way. I say GK's on the way.
Right, I'm going to do these in chunks, okay? So I've separated a few goalkeepers by the others just to clump it all together.
How many chunks are we talking?
Not many, four or five.
Okay.
Okay? So we're going to start with the first chunk, Okay. So we've got Nick Pope from Burnley to Newcastle. That's undisclosed. I believe it's believed to be around £10 million. We're not sure about that. Freddie Woodman, as a result, has gone from Newcastle to Preston. That's a three-year deal. Also undisclosed. What is it with these undisclosed? Drives me crazy. Fraser Forster to Spurs from Southampton. As a result, Gavin Batsunu and Mateus Liz have gone into Southampton from Man City and Altai, respectively, both on five-year deals. So Southampton spoke about revamping their goalkeeping department. They have doubled right down, haven't they? And finally, Robin Olsen has secured his permanent move to Aston Villa from Roma.
Right, where do we start? I guess we have to start with Batsunu. I say this out of the blue. It wasn't. In that, I think it was out of the blue in that I don't think anyone expected him to leave City. You know, certainly City have had such a good few years recently in terms of goalkeepers going out on loan and going through the journey and making their way up the pyramid. And there's obviously a couple out on loan last season, James Trafford and Batsunu. So it's just unusual to see a young goalkeeper leave a club like Man City. So for me, that was the surprise. In terms of how well he did last season, certainly speaking to people in and around Portsmouth, sounds like he was excellent. The bits I saw, there's certainly some really impressive attributes there. You would assume he goes in as a number one. Obviously, Alex McCarthy still there, so no doubt those two will battle it out for that jersey. But you almost can't imagine McCarthy starting, because Batsunu, certainly the amount they've now spent on him, the asset value, you would think that would mean they would then put him as number one. And he wouldn't make sense, I don't think, as a number two, in that with the experience, you almost feel like it's one of them that, right, you're going to really back him now and for him to go on and really crack on, like the likes of Rob Sanchez have done and others before that have skipped League One, Aaron Ramsdale as well, skipped League One, and gone straight into the Premier League. So he could well be the next story to do that.
12 million, by the way, as well. It's quite a hefty fee. Money.
Well, it's interesting. This way, it almost feels like there's nothing in between. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we spoke a bit about not really having all that much money in the Championship, League One, League Two. Like, you're not seeing transfer fees. In the Premier League, you are seeing transfer fees, but it either seems to be a real hefty one like this or next to nothing. It's really strange. There's not much of a gap in between there. But you're right, it is a big one. It's very similar to obviously what they spent on Angus Gunn from Man City as well a few years back. So interesting that it's a very similar amount and similar to, well, the same teams involved. So hopefully it works out a little bit better than it did for Angus Gunn, of course, now at Norwich. So yeah, we'll see how it plays out. But no, certainly from what I saw and what I heard, he does sound like a really exciting prospect, obviously doing as well as he is with Ireland as well. Still only is he 20 or 21, so still such a good age. And, you know, no doubt if he does go on and do very, like, really well, I think that Man City have got a buyback in there as well. So it wouldn't surprise me if we see him back at Man City in a couple of years, if he really does kick on. And then, I don't know what it is, 50, 60 million or whatever it is for them to buy him back. You wouldn't put it past them to do that.
Okay, and Burnley, so Pope and Woodman.
Yeah, so I found the Nick Pope one interesting. I'm massive, massive fan of Nick Pope. Of course, we've had the podcast with him, which is well worth a listen. Yeah, I really hope this fits. And what I mean by that is just knowing how Eddie Howe looks to play. Obviously, Nick Pope, so many strengths, so many attributes. It will be interesting to see how he plays in the Newcastle shirt. I hope they allow him to play pretty similar to what he did in a Burnley shirt. And if they do, then I think he will go on and be a huge success, because I think most will agree that in terms of shot stopping, goalkeeping intelligence, in terms of positioning and the techniques, attributes that he has, I think he'll be very, very good. It is just that one that, and this isn't a criticism, but if Eddie Howe wants to play like Eddie Howe did at Bournemouth back in the day, I know that from memory, the goalkeepers then struggled with that style of play. So it'll just be interesting to see how that transition happens and how he beds in. But no, certainly if we see the Nick Pope that we've seen so consistently over the last, what, 5-6 years, he's been phenomenal. So I think in terms of a solid signing, that's as solid as they come. Freddie Woodman, frustrating few years for him, really. Or certainly a frustrating year for him. Had the loan at Swansea, which went very well. Was obviously hoping this would be his breakthrough year, but just wasn't quite meant to be. And this is, again, the fine line of being a goalkeeper. There's only one spot on the field, and when it's yours, it's yours, and it can be yours for a long period of time, as the likes of Nick Pope have found out. But the moment you lose your place, and in Freddie Woodman's case, of course, then Ndarlo coming back as well, Dubravka, suddenly you find yourself away off it. I think this now is the right time for him to move on a permanent, not another loan. I think it's the right decision. Good club to go to. I'm sure they'll play a style of football that will suit him. So this one, yeah, does make a lot of sense. And just to touch on Olsen, pleased for him, because I think this was one where you sometimes get that, where in January a signing might be made and you can kind of feel that maybe it is just a stopgap. Examples of that, actually, there's probably a couple this season, but certainly Jonas Lerzl might be a good example at Brentford. Like, whether that was ever going to be a long-term situation or not, obviously in the end it hasn't been. You wonder whether Olsen might be that as well, that it was just a case of, right, that works since the end of the season, at which point we'll reassess and bring in whoever we bring in. But he's obviously done as well as he has since being in the building. Did really well in that last game of the season, although they lost 3-2 to City. I thought, you know, for the majority of that game, in fact, for the entire game, he was very good. No chance on the three goals, but I just thought, actually, watching that, watching how confident he looked and, played out well, made some good saves, very strong aerially. I can see why Villa like him as a number two. You know, we talk a lot about what attributes you need to be a number two, and certainly he ticks a lot of the boxes.
Okay, the next clump.
Let's do it.
Ryan Alsop has gone into Cardiff from Derby. That's a free transfer. Matt Macey from Hibs to Luton, undisclosed. Joe Lumley, a season-long loan into Reading from Middlesbrough. And as a result, Liam Roberts has leapt from League Two to Middlesbrough on a free transfer.
Yeah, some interesting ones here, certainly. A few that I've got good knowledge of, haven't been involved in some of the deals that you just spoke about there. And some we're really pleased with. I know the goalkeepers are very pleased with as well. You mentioned Ryan Alsop to Cardiff, Liam Roberts to Middlesbrough. Really, really pleased for Liam. Obviously, fantastic season last season for Northampton, to keep the number of clean sheets he did, and his performance levels were so high. So to then, you know, jump two leagues, to miss out League One, go straight to the champ, and he'll certainly challenge whoever Borough bring in as a one, which obviously is still to be decided. But yeah, perfect role for him, perfect step forward for him. Ryan Alsop, as you mentioned, that's been an interesting one in that, you know, showed real allegiance to Derby. Obviously loved playing for Wayne Rooney. It's just such a shame that's with what's happened to the football club, you know, and even very, very recently with, had they been taken over, might the situation have been different potentially. But I think the moment then that doesn't happen, yeah, for him to go to Cardiff, with what Cardiff are doing this summer as well, they're really investing quite heavily into the squad. Quite excited to see how they do next season, and certainly the style of play that they'll look to play next season. Ryan Alsop being as elite with his feet that he is, I'm sure that'll be a really good fit. And of course then Joe Lumley to Reading. You know, really interesting season that Joe had last season for Middlesbrough. You know, some incredible games and one or two games that maybe not quite so good. But I just feel like as a fit again, if, and it does look like Middlesbrough will be bringing in that one, then naturally to continue that game time, he played a good, must have been 35, 40 games last season. So to continue that momentum going into next season, and again, Reading looking to make a bit of a shift and to get themselves right for next season, again, you would think it'd be a good platform.
And just a quick word on Matt Macey, because I feel like he's a goalkeeper that everyone's been waiting to explode. Had his time at Arsenal, obviously he didn't get the game time, went to Hibs, had a spell at Luton before, I think, didn't he, on loan. There are sell-on clauses as well here with Hibs, so there is an anticipation that he might go on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, had a bit of time at Plymouth as well on loan from memory. Did have a very good season last season. I'm intrigued to see what Luton do, because again, they still only have the two goalkeepers in the building. Harry Eisted did sign his option. And then, of course, now Matt Macey. I say that, they've obviously got James Shea, but James Shea will be out for probably the entire season, or certainly a large part. So you do wonder whether they'll bring one more in. The next one they bring in, is it a two? It could be a one, two, or three. You know, I'm looking at that thinking Harry Eisted possibly did enough back into the season to warrant being a two now. Certainly Matt Macey, you think he'd be joining as a one. This could be his opportunity to play in the Championship, and it's certainly a good step forward. So then in theory, do they bring in a number three? Because they will need to bring one more in. But again, who knows? It genuinely could be a one, two, or three. So I think we need to keep an eye out for that just to see how that one plays out. But no, certainly for him, really, really happy. Great move, good timing. Like, it just shows you sometimes when you can get that move away, or you get that opportunity to go and really establish yourself as a one, and very rarely it happens that quickly. I mean, I did it personally when I left Watford to Brentford. Initially, my thinking was, we'll drop down a league, you know, have a big season, and then hopefully either get promoted with Brentford or bounce back to the Championship. But I soon realised it's just not that easy. You know, I had a good season, got player of the season, but it still didn't make that much of a difference, because it is tough when you're under contract to get that kind of move. So for him to have this happen, and for I guess Hibs and Luton to come up with a deal, whatever that deal looks like, huge credit to him, and an exciting time for him.
Okay, another clump, Richard. David David Stockdale, Wickham to Sheffield Wednesday. That's on a free. Peterborough have gone big. This is a sign of modern football, isn't it? Two season-long loans. Harvey Cartwright in from Hull. Lucas Bergstrom, highly rated, in from Chelsea. Jay Lynch has gone to Fleetwood from Rochdale. That's on a free. James Trafford, another season-long loan, this time to Bolton, where he spent the second half of last season. That's from Man City. And then you have Jamie Searle and Alfie Burnett. Searle from Swansea to Barnsley. Burnett from Rotherham to Forest Green, both for free.
So, start with James Trafford. I think this one makes sense. Did really well back into the season. And it's just a big club, isn't it, for League One? It's a good loan for him. No doubt he'll go there and continue the good work that he had back into the season. Yeah, from his point of view, hopefully another 40, 50 games, really build that CV, good experience. So pleased for him, pleased for Bolton. I think that makes a lot of sense. I'm fascinated by the Peterborough one, and I'm really, really interested to see this play out. I hope it works. I really do. This isn't one that you would ordinarily advise, to have two young goalkeepers, two lone goalkeepers, using up two lone slots on two goalkeepers that don't have games under their belt. It's a real fascinating one to look at from the outside. Harvey Cartwright, of course, had a couple of games at Hull and did well. But yeah, this is a big statement. If it does work, you do wonder whether it might change the dynamic of loans a little bit, because it does feel like ordinarily people are following a proven pathway in terms of the types of goalkeepers they're going for. And often you'll see goalkeepers go from National League to League Two, League Two to League One, League One to Champ. Whereas this, to go for two unproven goalkeepers like this, I kind of hope it works. So it'll be really interesting to keep an eye on that. David Stockdale, Sheffield Wednesday, is another fascinating one as well, in that it's obviously not a long-term solution for Sheffield Wednesday, but they did have Bailey Peacock-Farrell last season. Obviously not 100% showing confidence in Cam Dawson, despite promotion with Exeter. I assume he'll come back in and challenge. So, yeah, it's a really, really interesting one, this. But then, look, Dave Stockdale, you know what you're going to get. Wickham have got it last couple of years. He's been very good when he plays. He's so consistent. He's a big leader, big character. I guess from Sheffield Wednesday's point of view, there's something in this where you almost say, look, for a year, we can just forget about the goalkeeping position. That's sorted. We've got someone who we know has got the mentality, the character, to step into Hillsborough every week and be absolutely fine. Right, it's a short-term solution, but at least we can now focus on the rest of our squad and we can worry about that this time next year. That's the sort of impression I get with that signing. And who knows, it could be a stroke of genius.
Thomas Holy into Carlisle from Ipswich on a free. Scott Flinders and Owen Evans both out the door at Cheltenham. Flinders to Mansfield, Evans to Walsall. Flinders, his contract was up, so that was on a free. Owen Evans was placed on the transfer list, an undisclosed fee there to Walsall. Walsall also captured Adam Schubeck from Wickham. That's on a free and hopefully pronounced correctly. I know there is some, not quite sure about how to pronounce that, are you?
Not really. No.
Okay.
Probably should just ask him. I speak to him all the time. Yeah. I probably should just ask
him. People say Prisbeck, but the Y comes after the Z, so I'm going Schubeck. Okay. Jojo Wallacott on a 3-year deal to Charlton from Swindon. And Sol Brin has gone into Swindon on a season-long loan from Middlesbrough.
Yeah, some interesting ones again. I think Jojo Wallacott going to Charlton. Of course, the manager's gone from Swindon to Charlton. So you often see that. We spoke before, Russ Martin going into Swansea, obviously taking Andy Fisher with him. So similarities here. What that will do, that will change the goalkeeping dynamic at Charlton, which no doubt we'll talk about in the next pod, because they have, of course, we've got Ash Maynard-Brewer there and they've got Craig McGillivray there as well, both goalkeepers who would also want to be the number one. The interesting thing with Jojo is, of course, he has got the World Cup coming up later in the year, which Charlton being in League One, they won't get the break for the World Cup. So no doubt that's something they need to have a little think about, you know, for later in the season. So whoever else is there, no doubt will get some game time guarantee. Of course, whoever, I say that, I'm talking as if Jojo is definitely going to be number one. Of course, you never know how it's gonna play out. But great move for him. Obviously had a very solid season last season. Goalkeeper of the year in League Two. You know, great times with Ghana and the World Cup to look forward to. So, yeah, it's fair to say that I think 2022 couldn't have gone much better for Jojo.
Okay, just a final few more to clear up. Peter Jameson has gone into Harrogate Town from York City. That's his first venture into the EFL. That's on a free. Cole Leatheran, he's back. A player coach deal at Hartlepool from Morecambe. Tyrish B. Hammond into Stevenage from Fulham. That's a season-long loan. And in Scotland, Vasilis Barkas has gone to Utrecht from Celtic on a season-long loan. As a result, they've brought in Benjamin Segrist from Aberdeen, who had a good season last season. No doubt he'll be a number two to Joe Hart. And finally, friend of the pod, Kelleroos into Aberdeen from Derby.
Yeah, again, a few to mention there. Keller Roos, good opportunity for him. Of course, Aberdeen, fair to say they underperformed last season. So an opportunity as well for Keller Roos to really establish himself as a number one up there. Segrist, interesting one again, but how often you see it when a goalkeeper does do so well up there in a team like Dundee United. And certainly there was a lot of interest in him this time last year from memory. So the fact he's able to run it down and go for a free from a personal point of view, no doubt he'll be joining Celtic and the salary will be very worthwhile. And look, when you're at Celtic, of course, you're, you know, no doubt, as you say, he'll be back up initially, but you're one injury away. And if you're playing for a Celtic, you're going to be playing some huge games. So yeah, a big well done to him. And finally, I'll just mention Tay Ashby-Hammond.
I also said Aberdeen rather than Dundee United for Segrist, didn't I?
Ah, you see. Yeah,
so two errors.
Two errors in short, in quick succession. Mm. Yes, so it's Tay Ashby-Hammond. The reason I actually know that is I made that very mistake myself. I must hold my hands up. But delighted for him because, in fact, I worked with his brother, Luca, and certainly for Tay's point of view, he spent a long time in the National League and he's been outstanding for quite some time. Obviously, last season had the heroics with Boreham Wood. So you felt like League Two beckoned this season. And it finally does. He'll be working with Steve Evans. So that will be interesting.
Let's see how that one plays out. Okay. Made a lot of signings already, hasn't he, Steve Evans?
He has. I mean, look, Steve Evans, you know, credit where it's due. He's, he always finds a way. You look at all the teams he's managed recently, they've always been there or thereabouts. And my gut says that Stevenage, I know it hasn't been the best couple of years for them, but yeah, no doubt Steve Evans will get a tune out of them.
I feel like that would be the pinnacle of GKU. Steve Evans on the podcast, talking goalkeepers.
Do you think?
There you go.
Do you think? Shall I see if I can make it happen?
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
You are sending me out on a mission, aren't you? Going rogue, I am.
You are. You're going to be doing some... So you are going to be doing some one-on-one podcasts with some of the biggest names in the goalkeeping world. And all being well, it will start within the next week or so.
Let's hope so. So on my own, no Richard Lee.
I know. How do you feel? Are you nervous? Or
delighted.
Wow. Scandalous.
No, hey, I will be rudderless, of course, without my cohort. But we'll give it a go and see how it goes. And of course, if you are a goalkeeper... or a goalkeeper coach who wants to appear on the podcast and are also quite happy to have me just rock up at your house and sit on your dining room table for an hour or so, please do let us know.
Do let us know. Mm. How can they get in touch?
It's quite easy to do so, Richard. Hello@goalkeepersunion.net. On our phone number, 0750 373 0020. And at some point, go on, make the quip.
At some point, we will have Twitter back. You've been saying this for how long now?
We know what Twitter are like, mate. I'm waiting for Elon. I think once Elon takes it over, he'll be like, of course. GK, of course, come back.
One of the reasons he wants to buy Twitter is just to right this wrong.
That's it.
Yeah. He doesn't mind splashing $47 billion if it means that GK Union is back on the map.
A drop in the ocean for us, my friend.
Indeed.
Okay, I think that's it. We'll have plenty coming up again when the next round of transfers are complete. I guess maybe in a few more weeks we'll do this.
Yeah, you tend to find, so this last week's been... very, very busy. It always is going into pre-season. A lot of teams want to get themselves right. There's going to be quite a few this coming week. But yeah, it will now be a little bit of a steady flow, I think, next 2-3 weeks. As you say, we'll be back in a few weeks to discuss those.
Richard, thank you.
Matthew, thank you.
This has been the Goalkeepers Union podcast. Keepers
away.